Jack Rummel and Ragtime America.
Thank you for being part of our end-of-year cyber drive this year. KGNU is community-powered because of all of your participation and giving. We look forward to celebrating every new year with our community.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, being the first program of the new year, 2019, we have an established tradition that our first program always features the ragtime waltz. So we'll be waltzing in the new year with some more contemporary work, some that I had to really dig around to find, some I just didn't have room last time we did contemporary waltzes. So we've got quite a list here we hope to get through tonight. Some of these will be noticeably syncopated waltzes, others will be just unsyncopated waltzes, but written by well-known ragtimers. So having given a little bit of explanation here, let's just move right into it, and we'll take it pretty much alphabetical by composer. And so first on our list is Donald Ashwander, who wrote a lot of great ragtime music back in the early 70s and into the 1980s. Here is one from 1983. A great waltz that he wrote called Forgotten Ballrooms. Here's Donald at the piano.
Thank you.
Oh, a great syncopated waltz by Donald Ashwander, Forgotten Ballrooms from 1983. Moving on to Tom Breyer. there's an interesting story behind this one. This will be played by the Raspberry Jazz Band, and the leader of the Raspberry Jazz Band, Julia Riley, was putting in a new bathroom in her house. And so they decided to write some tunes for it. One called The New Facility, one called Gustavo Tango, The Cleansing Cascade, and Clawfoot, all having to do with the new bathroom. So here from 2004, we have The Cleansing Cascade, written by Tom Breyer, played by the Raspberry Jazz Band. You can hear the water cleansing in the background. I guess it's a toilet flushing. The Cleansing Cascade. Raspberry Jam Band there. Moving right along here, we come to a name that is not normally associated with ragtime, but certainly can be associated with syncopation. And that's Dave Brubeck. In 1963, Dave was experimenting with a lot of different time signatures in his pieces. He wrote one called It's a Raggy Waltz. And we have that tonight by a string quartet. This is the Quartet San Francisco. Thank you. I'm sorry to say that's a defective disc, and I guess we won't go on that, but you get the idea. Certainly Dave Brubeck was doing his job writing It's a Raggy Waltz. Let's move on now to a waltz written by a well-known ragtimer, but this one is not syncopated. Scott Kirby wrote this waltz specifically for his younger daughter, Leah Marie. So here we have Carousel for Leah Marie. Here is Scott Kirby. Scott Kirby at the piano and Carousel for Leah Marie. Turning now to a name that will be unfamiliar to our listeners, Richard Freitas. Back in 2005, I received unsolicited a CD in the mail for review by Richard called Tootsie Tunes. And one of them was a nifty little waltz called Sarsaparilla for Two. I had pretty much forgotten this until I went digging around in my collection and found it, so I'm pleased to offer it tonight. Let's listen to Richard himself as he plays Sarsaparilla for Two. Isn't that a lovely little number? Sarsaparilla for Two. That was Richard Freitas, F-R-E-I-T-A-S. Well, turning now to one of our hallowed composers, contemporary composers, Hal Isbitz. I don't have a date on this, but Hal wrote a piece in honor of Edith Piaf, the French chanteuse of the 30s and 40s. He calls it simply Piaf, and it's a waltz. Here is Mimi Blay.
Thank you.
Marvelous performer, Mimi Blay, and a marvelous piece, Piaf, by Hal Isbitz. Eric Marchese is a name that we mention frequently on this show. We don't hear many of his own compositions, however, but this one really struck me. It's from 2002. It's called Josie's Waltz. It's delightfully syncopated, and I think it's one of Eric's finest compositions. Let's listen to him now.
Thank you.
Oh, that is so delightful. Josie's Waltz. Eric Marchese at the piano. He wrote that in 2002. Got to keep that on my list. Moving on now to Tom McDermott. Tom was born and raised in Missouri, but ultimately settled in New Orleans, where he has continued to make a name for himself down there. Here's a piece written in 1991 when he was still living in Missouri. It's called Sad Little Waltz. It's very short, so it's a little waltz. It's well titled, Sad Little Waltz, Tom McDermott at the piano. Now, moving on to David Thomas Roberts, who has written several waltzes. This one we have not featured in a while, so I've chosen it for tonight. Written in 1976 for a lady friend of his named Moria. This is called Moria's Lake Wales Waltz. And it was written on a trip to Florida by David. Apparently that's where Moria was at the time. So here is Moria's Lake Wales Waltz. Here is David Thomas Roberts from a private recording. Thank you. from a live performance in Denver, Moria's Lake Wales Waltz, David Thomas Roberts there, one of David's more romantic pieces and certainly heavily syncopated. Well, this next one has an interesting story. I've been corresponding for several years now with a ragtimer in Greece. His name is John Voulouris. He sends me greetings every year at Christmas time, and we correspond back and forth. He writes occasional rags, has sent me a couple of copies. But I just recently got a book in the mail, a folio, called Rags and Other Pieces for Piano. And one of them is a piece called Golden Butterfly Waltz, which he wrote in 1989. He enclosed a CD of what's in the folio. So let's listen to John himself playing his Golden Butterfly Waltz.
Thank you.
some tricky syncopation in that one. Golden Butterfly Waltz. That was John Voulouris from Greece playing that one for us. Well, I actually contribute one here tonight. In 2014, the Blind Boon Festival in Columbia, Missouri, decided to have a composition contest. And in order to enter into that contest, the name of your composition had to have something to do with the organizer of the Blind Boon Festival. Her name is Lucille Salerno. Sadly, the festival has folded, but there are a lot of great pieces were written in this particular contest, and I was pleased to have placed in the top few. So here is my contribution from 2014. It's called Lucille's Legacy, and it is a waltz, and here's yours truly. That was Lucille's Legacy, a waltz from 2014. Let's turn to Terry Waldo now, a well-known ragtimer. Here's one that he wrote as part of, a musical that he wrote. It's from 1997. It's called Merry Roll Round Waltz. I think it's unsyncopated, but nevertheless, Terry's a great ragtimer. Here it is. Thank you. Merry Roll Round Waltz, written by Terry Waldo in 1997, performed by the composer. Well, let's listen now to Reginald Robinson. Wasn't quite sure whether how much time I'd have here at the end, but it turns out we're doing all right. So we'll get back to Reginald Robinson. In 1994, he wrote a piece called Lonely Mabel. Mabel is spelled M-A-B-L-E, and it is a waltz. So let's listen as Reginald brings us Lonely Mabel.
Thank you.
Reginald Robinson and his Lonely Mabel Waltz from 1994. Well, we've had fun playing lots of different contemporary waltzes. We're going to close with one more, try to squeeze it in. Here's one from Ian Whitcomb called the Windmill Waltz, and that'll take us out. We'll get as much of this as we can. Thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. My name is Jack Rummel, and I hope you'll come back next week for some more recorded ragtime.
And what a beautiful tune. It's 9 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Swing Shift, and I'll be here for an hour with you.